A man from Timber Knob was arrested in Ozark County on burglary charges. Milton O'Neill Hedrick allegedly admitted to breaking into a business and stealing money. Hedrick also reportedly assaulted a woman who lives with him. When authorities found Hedrick, he allegedly had more than $1,400 in cash on him. He now faces charges of second-degree burglary, felony stealing, and third-degree domestic assault. A man from Donovan was arrested Thursday on drug charges in Randolph County. 48-year-old Donald Malin is charged with delivery of meth or cocaine, possession of a scheduled one or two controlled substance, distribution near certain facilities, and use of communication device. He was taken to Randolph County Jail. The Lawrence County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Powhatan couple for stealing from a farmer's market. Jerry Barker and Mickey Jean Regina allegedly went into a self-serve business, got plastic bags, then filled them with items and exited the store without paying. They were caught on video surveillance. Both are charged with breaking or entering and theft of property. They were taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. The Arkansas State Police report the arrest of a man in Baxter County on drug charges. 42-year-old Richard Hamilton was arrested on charge of possession of a scheduled one or two controlled substance, meth or cocaine, two counts of felony possession of drug paraphernalia, one misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia, and no insurance. He was taken to the Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $2,500. Colonel Michael Turner, superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, announces the result of the Driver and Vehicle Safety Division of the 2026 Annual School Bus Inspection Program. School buses rated as approved upon initial inspection, 10,239. School buses rated as defective upon initial inspection, 849. And school buses rated as out of service upon initial inspection were 283. Buses with identified defective components required repair within 10 days. Buses placed out of service require correction of the component, reinspection, and return to service by patrol personnel prior to further usage in transporting passengers. Locally, several school districts scored a perfect 100%. They include Thayer, West Plains, Alton, Willow Springs, Couch, Oregon Howe, Koshkonong, Kabul, Donovan, Gainesville, Van Buren, Glenwood, Howe Valley, Richards, and Junction Hill. For the list of how the other schools did, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Wednesday, business engagement specialist Ricky Baker from the Ozark Small Business Incubator was a guest on the train and talked about registering for the Missouri sales tax.
We have kind of addressed a need, both from the city who've recognized it as well, and one-on-one mentoring that we do at OSBE, that there's a real need for a better understanding of the process on registering for the Missouri sales tax IDs with our businesses here. And so we've developed a workshop to cover that, to walk folks through that process of registering their business with the Department of Revenue, and also being able to utilize the My Tax Missouri portal in staying compliant with their tax account as well.
He talked about a workshop coming up.
Well, it's going to be a three-hour class, and it's going to be on June 11th. We are doing that from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock at our OSBE offices, which are at 408 Washington Avenue here in West Plains. And really, the first 2 hours of this class is going to be, compliance questions. What am I liable for? What are my obligations with respect to sales tax? And then it's going to be a walkthrough on how to actually register your business.
For more information, you can go to OZSBI.com. Captain Garrett Loring, commanding officer with Troop G of the Willow Springs Highway Patrol, announced the promotion of Trooper Kyle Pond to the rank of corporal and assigned as assistant zone supervisor of Zone 4, which served the citizens of Northern Howell and Shannon counties. Corporal Pond began his career with the Missouri Highway Patrol as a member of the 99th recruit class, which entered training on July 1st, 2014, and graduated December 9th of 2014. Upon graduation, he was assigned to Troop G, Zone 7, which serves citizens in Southern Howell and Oregon counties. A native of West Plains, Missouri, Corporal Pond graduated from West Plains High School and attended Missouri State University, West Plains. Tom Wood with Scout and Forge was a guest speaker Wednesday at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary meeting. He talked about several things, including an update on the hardwoods in Thayer.
The hardwoods, we are shooting for a mid-July completion date. We have our first event on June the 10th. I think there's going to be a basketball camp starting with Matt Pitts. He's going to have his first camp there. Jackie Styles is going to be having a camp there as well a few weeks later. So events are already starting there. We are waiting on, we still have a lot to do on the interior of it. The foyer is complete. I've got to design and paper, do a wall mural on the entire interior of the foyer, which will probably start at the end of this week. Of course, I've got to float all next week, so I'm going to be out on that. But we'll probably finish that up, a few days after I return. We still have stadium seating and theater seating up top. That's on its way. That's been designed. We've got 300 feet of wall mats that are going to be wrapping the walls that are ordered and on their way. So there's lots of pieces still kind of in the air right now.
Again, that is Tom Wood. MoDOT crews will be working on westbound Route 160 of Ripley County through October. They will be having intermittent lane closures and will have a 12-foot width restriction so they can perform pavement repairs, bridge modification, and pavement overlay. The work zone is from Route JJ to South Route 21. The work will take place from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. daily through October 1st.